Hello everyone and welcome to the Be Light, Shine Bright podcast. My name is Pakala Kiara and I'll be your host. Here we discuss life and how the different facets of it can influence our mental health. We will talk about therapy, interventions, mental health and life experiences. Remember, if you like it, feel free to give us a share and invite your friends and loved ones to listen. The topic I wanted to talk to you about in this podcast episode is slow, deep breaths and why this can be so important in helping us to calm and relax. So, in our body, we have our nervous system, and our nervous system can be broken down into parts. And to make it easy or to simplify it, there is the sympathetic nervous system, which is responsible for our involuntary and rapid response to stressful or dangerous situations. So you are probably familiar with the terms fight or flight. That is what that sympathetic nervous system is responsible for. But what comes into play when we're taking slow, deep breaths is the parasympathetic nervous system. So while the sympathetic nervous system controls that survival instinct, our parasympathetic nervous system controls our ability to relax and our ability to be calm or be balanced. The parasympathetic nervous system is responsible for our rest and digest functionalities in our body. Part of our parasympathetic nervous system is our vagus nerve. So our vagus nerve is a cranial nerve that exists in our body. It is the main component of the parasympathetic nervous system, and it oversees a number of our crucial bodily functions, including things like digestion, heart rate, respiratory rate, as well as vasomotor activity and certain reflex actions such as coughing, sneezing, swallowing and vomiting. The vagus nerve also controls things like cardiovascular activity, and it plays a role in our autonomic nervous system, which controls our actions that we do unconsciously, such as breathing and digestion. It links our gut with our brain and plays a role in our gut-brain axis, which is something that the scientific community is exploring. The word vagus is Latin and it means like a vagrant, a wandering nerve. It is the longest cranial nerve and it runs from our brain stem to part of our colon. So we have sensory functions associated with the vagus nerve. And it's divided into two components called the somatic components, which somatic means sensations. And these sensations from the vagus nerve are felt on the skin or in the muscles, and visceral components. So these are sensations felt within the organs of our body. Some of the sensory functions of the vagus nerve include providing somatic sensation, information for our skin, in our throat and our ear, but also supplying visceral sensation, information for our larynx, so inside our throat, esophagus, lungs, trachea, heart, and most of our digestive tract. It does play a small role in the sensation of taste near the root of our tongue. Some of the motor functions of the vagus nerve include our stimulating muscles in the pharynx, larynx, and the soft palate, the top of your mouth. And it can stimulate the muscles in the heart and it helps to lower our heart rate, so that all those things that are used to rest and relax. It can also stimulate involuntary contractions in our digestive tract and our esophagus and stomach and most of our intestines. Now, I just gave you a little bit of that overview of the vagus nerve, so that you understand what kind of role it plays in our ability to relax and rest. So when our vagus nerve is not stimulated, it can be associated with something called low vagus nerve activity, which can be caused by things like oxidative stress, chronic inflammation, or over arousal of our sympathetic nervous system. When we have the right amounts of a vagal nerve activity, it can do things like trigger anti-inflammatory pathways. It can moderate things like tumor markers. It can reduce the risk of major diseases, including cardiovascular disease. And it can release acetylcholine to increase feelings of calm. When we breathe correctly, we allow our vagus nerve to work optimally. So if we are breathing dysfunctionally, so shallowly, so not right down into our body, we can compromise things like our emotions, our memory, our cognitions, the immune function of our body, and things like our behaviors. It also obviously plays a large part in feelings of anxiety. The vagus nerve can be stimulated by doing really deep diaphragmatic breaths. So the vagus nerve has the widest distribution of a nerve, any nerve throughout our body, and the vagus nerve does go through our diaphragm. Our diaphragm, to put briefly and simply, is a parachute-like muscle. It's a really unique muscle in our body that sits underneath our lungs and that assists in our breathing and the regulation of our breathing. It's also what causes us to have hiccups. It's usually when our diaphragm and our lungs are out of sync that we have that hiccuping feeling. When we aren't relaxed or we aren't breathing correctly, it can be linked to disorders like generalized anxiety disorder, social anxiety disorder, personality disorders, PTSD, OCD. And this is linked in nearly everyone. But usually people that are very stressed or have experienced trauma are less likely to breathe deeply or correctly. And it can affect things like levels of cortisol and adrenaline and things like that in our body. When we take slow, deep breaths and we breathe down into our diaphragm, this encourages the homeostasis, so the balancing out of the amygdala. So the amygdala is the part of our brain that responds to fear and kind of triggers our sympathetic nervous system to react. It can increase balance of our cardio area, so cardiac stuff, and it can inhibit effects of negative emotions like anger and sadness, and it positively affects the body and our brain. Other really great things about slow deep breaths is that it's free, which makes it really cost efficient. It's simple, you carry it with you everywhere, it's evidence-based, so there's lots of journal articles written on breathing and its relationship to relaxation, and therefore mental health as well. And it's efficient and efficacious. It's something that everyone can do. Now, of course, this podcast is by no means the be-all and end-all of information on slow deep breaths or diaphragmatic breathing. I encourage you to research it on your own if you're really interested in this kind of stuff. If you haven't heard of Google Scholar, you can use Google really simply to access journal articles and scientific research done on things like this.
But yeah, there are lots of courses run by other people as well.
Taking slow, deep breaths is considered a frontline treatment for things like stress and anxiety and other mental health issues. It is a form of relaxation therapy. And it's okay if it takes a little while for you to get used to it. Sometimes practice is needed for you to feel the full benefits. The more you practice slow, deep breaths, the easier it becomes to breathe deeply and slowly when you are experiencing times of great stress. This is a short interruption to let you know that if you or a loved one is experiencing difficulty or is in need of more support, you can find me at maramacounseling.com. Be sure to check out the audio resources page also, where you'll have access to a number of free resources that will help you to feel relaxed. Be sure to take advantage of my 20-minute free initial session. I am also on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Can't wait to work with you. Now, when we are practicing slow, deep breaths, it doesn't have to look like anything fancy. And it can be as simple as even practicing by doing one slow, deep breath a day, if that's all that you can manage, or if it's all that you can feel comfortable with. For some people, it might feel a little bit strange to breathe deeply and slowly. It may not be your usual state of being if you have a stressful life, if you have suffered a lot of trauma, or if you feel anxious or unsafe a lot of the time. This doesn't mean that slow, deep breaths aren't for you. It just means that you might need to practice just a little bit more. If it feels scary to close your eyes, you do not have to close your eyes either. Any slow, deep breaths is better than none, as it all of those benefits I mentioned with the vagus nerve and stimulating that nerve. If slow, deep breathing really isn't your thing or isn't working for you, other things that stimulate the vagus nerves are things like singing and humming and activating that throat area as well. So when you breathe into your diaphragm, I first learned about this as a teenager when I attended singing lessons. And I found those quite useful when I was younger, not only to learn how to sing and to control my voice and things like that, but to learn how to breathe into my stomach and not just into my lungs. So our diaphragm sits below our lungs in our abdomen. So when we are breathing into our diaphragm, we tend to breathe in slowly through our nose and take a big deep breath through your nose. And allow the air to go into your lungs, but also down into your stomach. So when we breathe in, we picture our belly going out and expanding like a balloon. I often picture toddlers' bellies. They're really good at diaphragmatic breathing. They're very relaxed and very in their own bodies. So when we breathe that slow, deep breath in through our nose, we go down through our lungs, down into our belly, and we picture our belly, and you can even feel your own belly doing it, expanding outwards like a balloon. And as you exhale, the diaphragm flattens and the air comes out. So we can practice it together if you like. To practice diaphragmatic breathing, it's best if you have distractions turned off and put away. So when you're doing it by yourself, perhaps turn things like your phones off and put them away. It's good to have your spine straight. So you can either lay with a pillow underneath your head and underneath your knees, or lay with your knees bent. Or you can sit up quite straight, but have your shoulders down and back and with your spine quite straight. Sometimes it helps to have something to keep you warm, depending on how long your breathing practice will be. So I think something like a blanket or wearing a jumper or a sweater. Take things that like glasses or other things that are uncomfortable off, and just try to get yourself as comfortable as possible. Always breathe at your own pace. So if you're doing guided, deep, slow breaths, it's okay to breathe however feels good to you. And just breathe normally if taking slow, deep breaths makes you feel lightheaded or dizzy. So try and take them a little bit slower and deeper than usual. But if you're getting dizzy, it's totally okay to return to your normal breath. Remember that you are always in control of your own breath, and you can stop this practice at any time you need to. So let me walk you through some diaphragmatic breathing. I'll just do a quick, simple 5-breath kind of guided diaphragmatic breathing, but feel free to take as many as you want, and it's good to get in the practice of doing this regularly, whether it be once a day or a few times a day. I like to do it at moments when I'm kind of at rest. I like to do it when I'm driving, especially if it's a longer trip or a relaxing kind of trip. Other times I do it is when I'm trying to go to sleep, or if I'm having a shower. But you might find something or somewhere else that it suits you. I also get to do this a little bit in my work as a counselor as well. So close your eyes and get yourself in a position where your spine is straight. You can be lying down or sitting up. Now take a deep breath in through your nose and let that breath expand your stomach out like a balloon. Now exhale that breath again through your nose. And as you exhale, your belly will go down. Breathe in again through your nose. And let your belly expand. Breathe out through your nose. And let your belly flatten and return to normal. Inhale through your nose. And expand. Exhale through your nose. And feel that belly flatten and release. Inhale through your nose. And exhale and release through your nose. And now for our last one. Inhale through your nose. Expand and exhale through your nose. And release and flatten. So that was a really simple 5-breath deep, slow breaths. You can do as many or as little as you like, but breathing deeply and slowly has many benefits, especially on our parasympathetic nervous system and that vagus nerve. So give it a go and see if it helps with your anxiety. The more you practice and the more that you get into the habit of breathing deeply and slowly like this, the easier it will become and the easier you'll be able to do it in times of stress. I hope that this episode has been helpful to you, and I look forward to talking with you guys again soon. This concludes this episode of the Be Light, Shine Bright podcast from Murrumur Counseling. I'm Pakala Kiara, and I hope you enjoyed listening today. Keep your eyes peeled and your ears ready for more episodes in the future. And remember, be light, shine bright. Until next time.